BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, Mills here. I forgot to do the podcast introduction, so here I am on my sofa at home doing it before possibly having a little disco nap this afternoon. On today's podcast, Zac Efron, Emily Ratajkowski and Max Joseph talk about the new film where Zac is an EDM DJ called We Are Your Friends. Also, I'll lose my wallet, but thanks to Twitter, find it again. And there's some more Real or No Real.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Good morning. Yes, halfway through the week, which means we can bumbleo today. I am so keen to bumbleo hard, like really hard today.
Hope you're right this morning. It's Wednesday. Thank you, Adele. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. Today on the show, we have, I think, the best looking people we've ever had on this show.
Debatable.
Well, who else is better looking?
I was trying to think this. There must be someone else, because...
I don't think so.
Right, they're good looking, but I think only because everyone says they're good looking. I don't know if they actually are.
It's too early for jealousy, Chris. So today... we have got Zac Efron and Emily Ratajkowski on from the new film We Are Your Friends. Do you think good-looking people generally have it easier in life? I was thinking this last night. I do as well.
Definitely.
I'd quite like to hear from people this morning that are quite hot and generally have an easy pass through life because they're hot. Because I think it's like you just get jobs easier.
Can we revisit that? This is the first link. I'd quite like to hear from people today that are quite hot.
Yes.
Just right, okay.
Just to see if they've got it easy in life, because I think Zac Efron and Emily Ratajkowski have probably had quite an easy ride in life just because their looks do it all.
In what sense, though? Do you think people give up their seats and stuff like that just because they're hot?
A bit like being pregnant.
Right, okay.
Like, hot person, sorry, have that seat. No, I just mean getting jobs. I just mean, like, generally in life, they'll just have an easier time. So there they're on this morning after 8 o'clock. Zac Efron and Emily Ratajkowski from the new film We Are Your Friends.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tom in Warrington's been on. Just been trying to ring him, actually, but I think hot people don't answer their phone at this time.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I don't think most of them are awake, to be fair. Tom says, I'm hot. I love that. Hi, Scott, I'm hot. And fine people are always really nice to me. Plus, it's scientifically proven that people trust good-looking people more.
No, it's not. I can't believe how many people are texting and saying, yeah, I'm hot, hi, I'll speak to there. You, Mills.
I'm hot, and sometimes people give up their seat for me.
Mm.
But hot people aren't answering their phone.
So why are you saying hot people are asleep at this time? Are you saying that because beauty sleep?
Yeah. Like, they won't be awake at 6:46, will they?
Right.
Also, someone says, talking about attractive people at the start of the show, and you only have just mentioned the silver fox, Max Joseph, hashtag man crush.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's coming in. He's on with Zac Efron and Emily Ratajkowski today.
Like, do you watch Catfish?
I've seen it a couple of times.
He's brilliant. So it's him and the other guy. Is it Nev? I think it's the main guy. And I love that show. I mean, it's a bit wrong in places, but it's really good. And he's really funny and nice as well.
So he's on today. He's the director of this new film where Zac Efron plays an EDM DJ. It's called We Are Your Friends. So it's Emily, Zac and Max this morning after 8.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
You look good, girl. I bet it feel good.
Another hot person that doesn't have to try hard in life, that's Selena Gomez. And good for you on Radio 1.
Trust me, trust me, trust me.
Ben and Lincoln makes a good point. Never mind farting carrots, which we all know about now. Who is the fat Tiffany that she's making jealous? There is a bit where she's like, make the fat Tiffany jealous.
Oh no, you've not ruined another bit of that song.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That song is just ruined now. It's 6:52, Selena Gomez, ASAP Rocky, good for you.
Here's a question. Do you think you're hot?
No. Honest. Not in any way,
I
no.
Mean, honestly.
No.
Like, I know it's one thing saying on the radio.
No.
I don't think I'm hot, but do you ever look yourself in the mirror and go, yeah?
There's absolutely not, do you?
I think I'm quite hot.
Oh!
I think I'm... I'm being honest.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I think I'm... I would say... Listen, I wouldn't say I'm the hottest person. I'm not Calvin Harris.
You think you're quite hot?
No, I think... I'd say I'm quite hot. And I honestly think you would too. If you're being honest.
No, I wouldn't.
I think it's too easy to say, no, I don't think I'm a good-looking person. I reckon...
You are a good look. You think you're a good-looking person.
I think you're quite vain.
I might be vain, but I don't think I'm good-looking.
I think you think you are.
Wow.
I'm not saying that
no,
you're
I don't.
Not. I just think you're the kind of person that would really think that. Right.
There are loads of people who are hot but aren't willing to come on the radio because it's too early, because hot people don't get up this early. I mean, what's not to like? Because you never shower.
What do you mean?
In the mornings.
Oh, no, I had a shower yesterday.
Oh, that's nice.
So that's...
Hi, ladies. The Scott Mills Daily. Good morning, Chloe.
Morning, Scott.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. It's Bum Blow Wednesday. It's all absolutely fine. Whereabouts are you?
I'm in Essex.
Where?
In a little town called Saffron Walden. It's like near Cambridge.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I work for a pharmaceutical company. I'm a telesales assistant, so just on the phones, talking to people all day.
Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Okay, Chloe, let's do this.
Fantastic.
The number of newborn baby girls named Edith each year has doubled since Downton Abbey started on ITV.
Oh.
Now, is that a coincidence, or is Edith a main character on Downton Abbey?
Main character.
Oh, I assume she's on the show.
I haven't watched it for a while, so...
I've been made to watch it by my mum a couple of times, and sorry, Downton fans, I just can't get into it. It's so boring.
I can't either. I don't see the attraction to it at all.
It's boring.
Sorry, it's just
I like
so
Maggie
boring.
Smith. She's amazing. But
I love her.
I love her, but I don't think I could watch it every Sunday. I don't think I could.
Talking in general terms, then, is yes. Edith quite an old name?
I think so, but then if you think about it now, there's so many older ladies' names like coming back into fashion.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, there's lots of kids now being called like Betsy and...
Famous so. Ediths.
Edith Bowman.
Yeah.
And
any other Ediths?
That's it.
I think that's it.
Okay. So did the name Edith go up in popularity with babies because of Downton Abbey?
I'm going to say real.
I think this is real.
That one
is real.
Yes.
Ah, yes. Yes. Good teamwork there.
Yes, it's true. 800 Ediths were born last year. There were less than 100 in 2005, so that's got to be the Downton effect.
Yeah, Downton effect, indeed.
And also, talking of old names, last year, 65 Ritas were born, which is quadruple since the start of Rita Ora's career.
Wow. Oh,
there you go.
I reckon soon there's going to be loads of Selenas, Demis, Taylors.
Wow.
And Iggy's.
Lots of Iggy's everywhere.
Little baby Iggy.
I do apologise to viewers of Downton Abbey.
Would anyone else like to go riding tomorrow morning? Sir John? Mr Sampson? Edith? Do you ride?
Not if I don't have to.
See, that means nothing to me, so I feel like I'm offending lots of people that might be listening.
Now, if you'll excuse me, it's time to go down.
And next...
BBC Breakfast's weather presenter, Carol Kirkwood, had her first job in TV on the National Lottery draw, bringing on the balls.
What job's that? That doesn't exist on the National Lottery, does it?
Yeah.
What, someone fills the machine?
Yeah, the drawmaster does it.
No, it's not like bingo, where you put all the balls into the... It's not. The balls are already in there.
Well, who's done the National Lottery here? Who hasn't?
All right, I appreciate that. But on TV, when I watch it, all the balls are ready to go.
Yes, but they're put in there, aren't they, before?
Yeah, but you wouldn't use Carol Kirkwood to do that. You use some runner.
No. No one's allowed to touch the balls unless they are the drawmaster. And Carol could have been that. She's not always been Carol off the weather. She could have had a different job.
Is it true? I can't remember if this was a real or no real. You'll be able to clear this up. If only people wearing gloves can touch the balls.
Fact.
You have to wear gloves to touch them.
Absolute fact.
Why?
Because it's a national event and people...
Yeah, but
and
why the glove?
A lot of money. The gloves signify who is allowed to touch the balls in the studio and who isn't.
No, it doesn't.
Fact.
That's not the real
that
reason for
true.
The glove.
That is true. Look it up.
I get it if the gloves are there to keep the balls nice and clean.
Well, that as well.
But
if it's just a case that someone's wearing a glove as some sort of sign of respect to the balls, that's utterly ridiculous.
Because it's a lot of money at stake. People take it very seriously. If there's a missed draw, it's the end of the world.
Yeah, but a glove is not going to affect that.
It shows you who's allowed to go near the balls and who's not allowed to go anywhere near the balls.
That is rubbish.
It's not rubbish. Do you believe me, Chloe?
Yeah, definitely. I think you need to wear a glove.
When I was presenting that, they told me if you ever went near the machine and even touched one of the balls, then that would be like you wouldn't be doing it.
Yeah,
again.
I'm not doubting that that's the rule, that you've got to wear gloves. My point is, why have you got to wear the gloves?
It's an official event.
I'm not you as well. You don't understand.
But I was told, because I was going on the first one they ever did, I was like, oh, let's put some jokes into this, make it like, you know, liven it up a bit. They were like, and I was taken aside before the show, after the rehearsal where I had put the jokes in, and they were like, Scott, if you do that on the night, you won't be doing this again. So this is a national event.
So what you're saying is Carol's job was to, before it went on TV, all the lights are off, there's no one in the studio, she then goes and fills Guinevere.
Yes. That's someone's job.
Right.
And real or no
so
real?
So she wasn't famous for doing it, it wasn't an on-screen role.
No.
Right, okay. Well, real? I think, no, not Carol Kirkwood. She was always born for greater things. No real.
Chloe?
No real.
That one is no real.
Oh,
there we go.
Knew it.
And next,
Matt Bellamy from Muse can often be seen outside Newton Abbott train station, waiting for his mum to give him a lift home.
Oh, come on. If you're the lead singer in Muse, you're not going to need a lift, are you, for God's sake?
Why not?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, you'd think that you'd be able to fork out for maybe a taxi, like the local radio taxis or whatever. Yeah. Don't even have to get a real one, do you know what I mean? You can just get the local minicabs.
Yeah, but at that level, look after the pounds, the millions will look after themselves.
It is quite sweet, though. There's something nice about when you go back home to wherever you're from and you can just kind of be a normal person, like I'm imagining, like he's a massive rock star. It's quite nice to have your mum pick you up after a long train journey at the other end.
Remembering where you came from. Again, I'm not convinced. I think it's no real.
Maybe there's a lack of cabs around the Newton Abbott area as well.
Maybe.
I don't know.
It's one of them places where it's like, you want a cab today? No.
It's like, yeah, that'll be 3 days.
Only do them on Wednesdays.
What did you say, Chloe?
I said no real.
Yeah, and we're drawing up to now. I feel like I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Yes.
Oh,
I love that he still does that. That's great.
That's quite nice, actually. I see him now in a different light. So that's quite sweet.
It's true, Matt has been spotted at Newton Abbott Station in Devon for years, just waiting for his mum outside. And at the end of that round of Real or No Real today,
I got 30 points, Chloe got 20.
Aww.
Oh, sorry,
I gave it
Chloe.
A good go. That's okay.
All right, listen, have a good day at work.
Yeah, you too. Well, thanks for having me.
Nice to speak to you.
Yeah, you too. Have a good day.
Thanks, Chloe.
See you later.
That's good manners, isn't it? Thanks for having me.
Thank you for having me on.
Thank you. Very polite.
I've had a lovely day. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. So, Sinead, tell me everything.
Oh, gosh. Well, Liam from One Direction has been all over Twitter in the last couple of hours, defending himself after he introduced their song Girl Almighty on stage. Here is what he said.
Anyway, this is my favourite song of the last album, and it is about trying to find that number one woman in your life. Which none of you can relate to, because most of you are girls. Except for the boys and me, you know what I'm talking about. And this is Girl Almighty.
So, yes, there was a bit of a backlash after that got posted on Twitter. People suggesting that Liam was homophobic. So he's been defending himself. The first thing he said was, I'm in no way, shape or form homophobic. That's a ridiculous thing to say. And I'm not here to offend people, so take it as you will. Lol, think some people take things too literal these days. Not going to comment on it anymore. You guys know what I meant. It was meant in general.
Also, like, he is not homophobic in any way. It's just one of those things where if you're that famous, everything you say just gets, like massively analysed.
Yeah, you can hear what he's trying to say. Yeah. He's just made a mistake in the way he worded it.
Yeah.
Exactly. So he went on to say, rubbish end to a good day. This is so insane. The more I read, I'm like, what have you ever said? Have you never said anything in the wrong way? I'm sure every person here has.
God, can you imagine being that famous that you've got to justify? Imagine how much I would have to justify what I've said.
It'd be awful, wouldn't it?
If I was that famous. Yeah. I mean, I feel sorry for him a bit like that, because it is literally under a microscope.
And you'd be taken apart after every show.
My word, imagine.
In fact, like, every show would be your last show.
Oh, I'd be off.
You'd be off. Fact. It is mad.
It is.
And, like, he's not meaning any harm by it, but, yeah.
Well, that, and now with social media as well, you can't, you know. Anyway, some other headlines making the news this morning. This is a good one. Calvin Harris looks mischievous as he buys a phone charger to tweet more after row with Zayn Malik.
Once again, you can't do anything.
No, you can't. You can't do anything.
I've lost my charger. Happens to me every day. I'm going to buy a new one. Oh, they're talking about it on Radio 1.
Brilliant. So if we delve a bit deeper into this story.
Let's.
Shall we?
So basically, he was spotted leaving an Apple store in LA and apparently told a photographer, I need another charger for my iPhone so I can do more tweeting.
Amazing.
And he doesn't actually look mischievous at all. He's just smiling. Like, you know, he's just got a cheeky grin.
Got a new charger.
How do you buy something mischievously anyway? Do you have to sort of creep in? I'm getting a charger.
Oh, you can imagine though, on a quiet day, like the tabloids, like, this is our story.
Yeah.
Okay, and finally, we have all been wondering how Ed Sheeran wooed Nicole Scherzinger. The answer is pizza, vodka, and fruit and barley squash.
So,
so a source, love a good source, told Heat magazine, Ed's a man of simple pleasures. After the gig, he ordered Pizza Express takeaway for him and Nicole, and they drank supermarket brand vodka. Mixed with fruit and barley squash. It doesn't sound like much, but she loved it. Okay. Anyway, he also introduced her to his parents and took her to his local pub in Framlingham in Suffolk.
The station.
Yep. Where they were photographed with gin and tonics and eating pork belly, apparently. So,
yes,
cool.
Living the dream.
Lovely.
It's the supermarket vodka that I'm just, you know, some of those are like paint stripper.
It's just the stuff that, it's always a red label, it just says vodka on it.
So what's the deal there? Are we saying Nicole Scherzinger does eat pizza?
Yes, she does.
Pizza and pork belly.
She's going to be one of those, though, that eats the pizza, you know, where the middle bit's cut out and replaced with a salad. I only found out about this the other day. Who does that? That's ridiculous. You go for a pizza, right? And it's seen as the healthier option. That's because a large section of it is missing.
That's right. Also, the people that have a... This happens now as well. People that have a burger, but don't have it in a bun.
No.
Yeah. Just have it in the lettuce.
Bunless burger is not a burger,
what are you
my friend.
About? Well, just, you're having a burger in the first place. Don't have it in lettuce. Do you think after we've mentioned the station pub in Framlingham in Suffolk that people will be turning up today? Like,
and again.
Yeah. I'm a picture outside the sign.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ella Eyre, she's on Friday's show wearing the sack of shame. We're going to get the little speaker to say some quite bad things. While she's wearing the speaker.
The sack o' shame.
The sack o' shame in the bag with Ella Eyre on Friday morning's breakfast show. I'm finding that I'm losing things a lot at the moment.
Yeah.
I think it might be these hours.
I had an absolute mare yesterday. So obviously finished the show, had a few things to do around town, stuff like that. And anyway, on the train back home, got off the train, left my bag on the train.
Oh, right? Amazing. Well done.
Laptop, headphones... I mean, that moment as well, just when you realise that your bag is leaving you.
But at what point did you realise?
So the doors had closed. It made the noise that the doors were closing.
Oh,
did that
no.
noise.
And you're off the chain.
So I did that horrible thing as well of going up to the doors and being like, please, but like pressing the button.
Oh, you were that guy.
Open. Didn't happen. The people inside could see what was going on.
Yes.
Anyway, bag started to leave.
Okay, so the bag is going to where?
The bag was ending up in Oxford.
Okay, so that's the final destination of the bag?
Absolute disaster, right?
Okay, so then what happened?
Put a melty tweet on Twitter, very sad, bag's gone. Anyway, absolute legends out there decided to retweet this, and someone found the bag. So I'm going to go, I've got to go to a station today to go...
We've got to meet a man in Oxford today.
I've got to meet a lovely guy called Liam. Big up, Liam, if you're listening. I'm going to bumble out hard in your honour today.
Okay.
That horrible sinking feeling as well.
But how great is that, that someone on Twitter is like, oh, you know...
Legend. Absolute legend.
Right, okay, that's so weird, because something happened to me yesterday as well. So I got home, I'm feeling a bit tired, and I look on Twitter, and there's a guy going, I think I've got your wallet... Message me to get it back, and there's a ransom, haha. And I thought, oh, brilliant, got a joker here. So it's like, well, he hasn't got my wallet. But then I'm like,
Actually, where is my wallet?
No way.
I'm looking through my bag. I'm like, that's not in there. Looking everywhere through the house for about half an hour. And I'm like, okay, this might be real. So then I message him on Twitter. I'm like, you need to follow me, because he wasn't following me. And then we DM each other and he is up the road and he's got my wallet.
What? So where have you dropped it then?
I just dropped it in the street. It just fell out of my pocket.
I mean, that's classic Mills. I'm not surprised
by that. Okay.
But lucky.
And then he's like, just come around to my house a bit later. Like, I'll be in about two. And come and get your wallet. I'm like, that is a result. Yeah, what a nice man.
That's wicked.
I know.
There's good people out there, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. And here it is. What a legend. What a nice man.
Lols that you didn't even notice until someone tweeted you that you'd lost your wallet.
No.
I mean, that's...
Well, I thought he was just like, oh, I was
got
like,
a bit,
oh.
That's a problem.
Hilarious. And then I was like, no, I definitely don't have my wallet. Oh, he's definitely got it. And he just lives up the road. Mm. Now, because I didn't think you'd believe this story, I have actually recorded the bit where I go to his house on my phone. Is that weird?
It was a bit strange.
Yeah, he didn't know that I was recording it, but it's fine. Do you want to hear that?
Okay.
So here he is answering the door, and here's me collecting my wallet.
Hello.
How are you? Thank you so much. Are you not allowed to talk? Are you a singer? Oh, wow. Did you find it out there? Over there. That's incredible. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye.
So he told me he was a singer. That's not real. That sounds like you've just... There's no other voice. You're talking to yourself.
Well, no. Why would I do that?
I don't know. Why have you just played as that? It's really weird.
Okay, so he DM'd me going, yes, you can have your wallet back, but when I answer the door, I won't be able to speak because I'm a singer and I'm on voice rest.
What? That's nonsense.
True.
You're making this up.
That's why I recorded it, because I was like, the guys are not going to believe me when I tell them this in the morning.
But I still don't believe you, because all I can hear is your voice.
So you think I've sat at home and recorded, like, opened my door and had a conversation with myself?
Is this real? What's happened?
Hello.
How are you? Thank you so much. Are you not allowed to talk? Are you a singer? Oh, wow. Did you find it out there? He's pointing to where he found it.
That's incredible. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Is he gagged? Is it apple in his mouth or something?
He opens the door and he's like... he wasn't even doing that. I was like, oh, have you got my wallet? Just nods.
What is your life?
And I'm like, oh, where did you find it? Points to the over in there in the street. Just points left. I'm like, oh, you're a singer. Nod. Oh, you're on voice rest. Nod. Thanks for my wallet. Bye. That happened. That's why I recorded it, because I knew you wouldn't believe me.
That's ridiculous. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. No one believes you. No,
why don't they believe me?
Because it's weird to go around someone's house and record them.
I know, but I knew I knew this would happen this morning, and you'd be like,
"Oh, it's all a bit strange,
nonsense."
Also, loads of people saying you should have left a handsome reward.
Yeah, do you think I should go back and
definitely, and
give Silent Man some reward today?
You know what the headlines will be if you don't.
What do you mean?
Well, you know what I mean.
Right. What, saying I'm tight on that?
Very.
Right. Yeah, someone says, did you give him any money for finding your wallet? If not, you're tight. And was he a famous singer? I didn't recognise him. Like, people are going, well,
what does he sing? Weird.
I don't know, because he can't talk. Someone's like,
can we call him? No, we can't.
No, you can't. He's on voice rest.
It's convenient that for you, isn't it?
For 9 weeks. I'm also skeptical at the validity of this story. Please show Chris the DM message from Twitter. I'm telling you, it's real. He's on voice rest. He found my wallet. I will go around there today and give him some money, and he'll be like,
record that as well.
Just nod. Well, why?
Video it.
I'll
come with you.
Okay, cool. The Scott Mills Daily. Zac Efron, Emily Ratajkowski and director Max Joseph from the movie We Are Your Friends. Welcome to the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. So this film, Zach, is all about you becoming a superstar EDM DJ, basically. What made you both attracted to this movie?
Initially, it was Max. Max...
He forced you into it?
I'm attractive.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
We met on the internet on a dating site. Mm-hmm. It was just a random coincidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you started emailing. Started emailing each other. And how did you know it was the real Zac Efron?
catfish.
Well, I made him take a picture of himself with his driver's license. And then... show off some dance moves. Only Zach could dance like that. Yeah.
I think all of us related to the script. I think we found something really special. It was a combination of the material itself and then Max's enthusiasm that really drew me to the movie. There was nothing I'd ever really seen like it. I think a lot of people have tried to make a story or a movie about electronic dance music, and this one was different in that it wasn't necessarily a story about that. It was a story about friends and about love, and there's a beautiful sort of like love triangle in the movie.
Yeah, but also, you know, it's a classic coming of age story, which everyone can relate to. It's not so specific that it's hard for people to enjoy. And I also really loved, I felt like all the characters were really dynamic and, you know, had gray areas and you weren't sure who you could trust and who you liked. Yeah. And that's what makes for a good story. So
was it hard to act being a DJ, Zach?
Hard to act being a DJ?
Well, you know what I mean? Like to get in the zone of like, okay, I'm a DJ now.
Sort of. I mean, I had a lot of help. So initially, like straight away, I started taking sort of like classes, I guess.
Yeah.
I got coached by Them Jeans. He's a DJ from LA and he's fantastic. And then after that, I remembered something very important that Alesso taught me. And he's like, I was like, how do you act like a DJ? You know, like, and he's like, well, I don't really know what you mean, like acting.
Because I am.
I'm like, well, what do you do when you're on stage? How do you perform? And he's like, just remember that if you're having fun, the audience is having fun.
Right.
And so don't just like turn up the fader or mess with, you know, or like mess with the effects. Like when you're doing it, like pump it up. Like
yeah.
Build it and like show your enthusiasm.
Look like you're enjoying it. Even if sometimes you're not.
Yeah. Do you think part of it is just making sure that you look busy? I mean, Scott, we will have a couple of wines.
Yeah, I'm the master of playing at a student gig and looking really busy. But I look like I'm having fun. And that's part of it, right?
That's a big part
exactly.
of it.
So you got lessons. Do you feel like you could go out and do a DJ set right now?
Absolutely not. No. I think it's hard. I mean, if you ask me right now to like program my favorite songs, you know, upload them onto USB and go out there, I would do a mediocre job.
Okay.
At best. Right,
okay.
I can transition songs well. I can definitely jump around and have fun really well, but I don't know how good the concert would be.
And Max, was it weird having cameramen to film stuff for you for once instead of like it's just you and a GoPro? Because that's how you film Catfish, isn't it? Which a lot of our listeners love.
I did have a GoPro a lot of the time. They'll tell you I was always kind of filming like a third or fourth camera a lot. I like having the camera in my hand.
Yeah.
And on my show there are other cameramen as well. But it was great having like a full crew.
Emily, I felt for you quite a lot during this movie because it must have been quite hard for you to fall in love with Zac Efron.
So hard.
It must have been awful for you to have to do that. Mm-hmm. But you got through it.
I got through and we're here today to talk about it.
And
so
it's
that's
not awkward.
Great.
I was going to say, is it awkward with Max being in the room now because you do have a sex scene together and he has seen most of you?
there's your answer. It's awkward.
Right. It's okay. It's awkward.
I've spent a lot of time with these guys. I mean, it's weird. I mean, over the last like 10 months, like I've seen them every day, all day, every day on camera, and like I'll text them. Like I they're like the only friends I thought I had for the last 10 months.
It's like a real bonding.
And they'd be
experience.
Like, "Why are you like? I've moved on with my life. Like, what are you doing?
We've
like,
done
finish
the film,
the movie,
right?"
I've got a question for you, Zach. When you're DJing in front of the crowds, now I heard that often the music gets put on afterwards with films and TV shows. So at times, were you having to DJ to like loads of people dancing, but there was no music?
The only scenario in which, and I know exactly what you're talking about, is where there would be dialogue while there's DJing going on.
Right.
But
right.
In our movie, I think I pretty much stopped.
Yeah, there was like
DJing.
One moment where we talk at the pool party where I think we had to sort of pretend, but he was talking, so he's not focused on us DJing anyway. So.
Right, okay. Yeah, because that happens a lot in something like EastEnders where because there's a conversation going, then they can't have music because they can't cut it.
It's more awkward for the like extras because they're dancing around into silence while we're having a conversation. Like that definitely is a weird thing. Anybody who's not working in the film industry probably thinks that's pretty weird.
The awkward part, though, is like like when you guys were meeting for the first time. And so it's like when you're when you've got to like talk over music that's not there. Hey, how's it going?
Well, really loud.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would be like this close to each other, screaming in each other's ears. And that's pretty funny.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Zach and Emily, obviously you both have to do a lot of photo shoots. I know that. Is that ever an uncomfortable experience? Because I hate having my photo taken. And sometimes I know, Zach, they'll make you do all sorts of things. They'll make you like roll around in dirt for an hour. And then they're like, hey, we're going to take a photo. Is that weird? Is it strange? And what's the strangest photo shoot
you've... You go first, ladies first.
Yeah, what's the strangest photo shoot you've been on?
You are way better at taking pictures than I am.
Well, you know, it's a weird thing. I think the photo shoots themselves you get used to. Right. I mean, obviously, I've been doing that longer than... Well, that's not really true, but for a very long time. Mm. And I think it's just the weird thing of seeing the pictures or like watch. It's kind of like hearing your own voice, actually. We were talking about this yesterday. Like when we watch We Are Your Friends, it's so hard to look at yourself without, you know, with being subjective, because you're just freaking out that that's how you look when you talk, that you, that's your, how your voice sounds.
Makes like, you paranoid.
I think it's just like photo shoots. You're like, what? That's my face? It's like a very weird experience.
At least you guys have someone like editing around it. I'm on a reality show where it's just like, no one's, you know, those aren't lines.
Yeah.
That's just my idiocy. Well,
you know? But that's what makes it so good.
Oh, well.
You're a genuine idiot.
Yeah, that's thanks, buddy.
Awesome. Zach, I don't know if you know, but the song we just played, One Direction, Drag Me Down, is exactly the same speed as some of your High School Musical songs.
Really?
So, yeah, so there's a lot on the internet now of Troy Bolton kind of hip swiveling and leg kicking in time to the One Direction song. It's the scene at the golf course, you know, like Bet on It.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's in perfect time to Drag Me Down.
Wait,
it's,
so you guys did this?
No, it's lots of people everywhere, all the One Direction fans.
Oh, really?
It's almost like you're the replacement member of One Direction now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Cool, I can't wait to check that out.
Do you miss singing, Zach?
Do I miss singing?
Yeah.
I still sing all the time.
Do you?
I'm constantly like singing. Yeah. I just like I'm always singing around the house and in the shower. And
I would say that maybe the biggest challenge for Zach on the movie actually was not dancing. Oh. It was like in the scenes where he was DJing or there was party and there was music going on, like this character was not supposed to get into it. And Zach, you know,
he's a very introverted
kind of quiet. Guy, and then as soon as the music would turn on, I would just like start like I just can't help myself. And Max would like, and we couldn't hear what Max was saying, so he'd be just going like, Zach, stop dancing! What are you doing?
Yeah.
Dance words.
Emily, when you dance, I've got to ask this.
Yeah.
Like when I dance, I've only got one dance move. I can only do this move from The Inbetweeners.
Yeah.
It's this. It's very simple. But really you have simple. To dance a lot in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Is there like a set dance move that you always go to?
Do you always go to Blurred Lines?
Is it always Blurred Lines?
I don't even know what the dance move is from Blurred Lines. Maybe you guys could demonstrate.
Oh, no. Scott, you do it.
No,
but
I don't.
But maybe without shirts on.
I can't remember.
There's a few, you know, moves. Like I do a weird thing with one leg that kind of like goes out and twists, but it's not quite a twist.
Yeah.
Who knows what it is?
The fishing rod is one that always works well for us, actually.
Oh, I can see that.
Bring it in.
What about the shopping cart?
Is that that's
the...
Those are such commitments.
Yeah.
I'm going to finish with a few questions from our listeners, if that's cool with you guys.
Sure.
First up, it's Mel in Devon.
Hi, Zach. I'd just like to know if you ever regretted doing High School Musical, and if so, why?
Definitely not. No. In no way have I ever regretted it. It was the most fun I've ever had doing
was
anything.
It?
Except for this
movie.
Yeah.
Except for right now.
And you didn't ever have any dance training for that either? Or did you?
Not really. I'd done musical theater before that, but that was the first... We only had 2 weeks of... Or maybe I think 1 week of dance rehearsal for High School Musical 1.
Sure.
Yeah.
And you could dance like that. Yeah.
Zach is like freakishly good at learning like...
Stuff.
Learning physical stuff fast. No, I mean like picking up movements and like adapting and like watching the way something is done and then doing it.
He would win Dancing with the Stars, no doubt.
Yeah, well, that wouldn't be fair. He should just be a judge.
Yeah.
Just skip that, you know.
Okay, and one more.
Hi, Emily. How's it going? My question is, I really want to know if you find Welsh accents attractive.
Well, that sounded pretty great. So if that's a Welsh accent, then I'm back in it.
I'm going to chime in and say absolutely. I do too.
Yeah, you
do.
Yeah, we all do.
Okay, sure. So that's yes to
I'll
Wales.
Speak for Max.
Can I just ask, is that Stefan off the news?
That sounds suspicious.
It sounds
Stefan
like one of our newsreaders.
Hi, Emily. How's it going? My question is, I really want to know if you find Welsh accents attractive.
Yeah, that's one of the Welsh newsreader, Stefan Powell. Can this? Really like can that. We? When we get guessing, can we not have the staff ringing in? Maybe would be good. Thank you. Also, Zach, we're in for Grimmy at the moment, and I know that you do a sick impression of him.
That's not that good.
No, go on, good. Go on.
It's just Nick Grimshaw, Radio 1. And today, he like does that in between. And I love this new track. That's really bad. Nick Grimshaw, Radio 1.
Radio.
Radio. Radio 1. That's all I've got, really. It's Radio 1.
It's good, yeah. We're in for him, obviously, this week on the Breakfast Show.
I just wanted to say hi to him.
Yeah.
Because I love that dude.
So. Now a few years has gone past. How did you really feel when he cut off those locks of your hair? Do you remember that?
Oh, yes, I do.
As a memento?
I just remember it was funny, and
he's still got them.
Does he still have them?
Yeah, they're still. In fact, they're still in the office.
Oh, he's so funny, man.
In a glass case.
I don't know. I just want to see him again.
I miss your love.
Yeah.
Zach, Emily, and Max, thank you so much. And guys, make sure you go and watch We Are Your Friends. It's out next Thursday. And these guys love doing it, so I know you're going to enjoy watching it.
Definitely.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. The Scott
Mills Daily. Karen on Twitter says, I can actually feel the hotness of Zac Efron coming out of my car radio. Love those guys. That is Zach, Emily and Max. Thanks for coming in on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. That was Galantis and Peanut Butter Jelly. A good picture's just gone up on R1 Breakfast Twitter of all of us together.
Do you want to quickly discuss? Because I think it makes us look hotter.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, I think it's like we look like a squad.
Right, you're really on one today, aren't you? So you think you look hotter than Zac Efron in that photo? Is that what you're saying?
All I'm saying is that picture, squad goals.
Ugh.
Right?
Blah.
Squad goals.
Don't say squad goals again.
I learned about this one.
It makes me feel sick.
Squad goals.
No, stop it. It's the same as batter. I don't like that word either.
It's not the same as batter.
Stop saying squad goals. There's a picture up. You can judge for yourself, hot or not, on the R1 Breakfast Twitter account right now. The Scott Mills Daily. I know it's early, but who fancies a bumbleo as a sign that we have made it to halfway through the week?
You say it's early, but I was expecting us to do this even earlier. So I'm well ready for it now.
Are you ready to dance?
Yeah.
Ready to shake it?
Yeah, man.
Anyone else? Let me know. Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven. A lot of requests for stuff that you've done in the gap today.
Really? I'm going to wear that dress you like, skin tight. What? Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm having a good Friday, so I refuse to talk about the Kardashians today. You are on your own, Amy. I can't do it. I've had enough Kardashians. I can't take any more Kardashian stories on this show.
I think I'm quite hot.
You said it.
I'd say I'm quite hot.
Stephen Fry?
But the Wild West does supply some useful clues, as I only recently recalled while I was helping my cousin jack off a horse.
Come on.
Big. Oh. Biggity poof.
Yes. Oof. Weird gap today.
Bit weird. Come on then, where are you?
Where are you?
Come on! Chris in Horsham is bumbling his head off. It's quite early, he says, for this. I've not been here for a live bumbleo for ages. This feels amazing, says Lauren in Norfolk. Yes, says Jack in Essex. Bring on the weekend. We've made it to Wednesday. Yes, we have, Jack.
Big up the lads bumbleoing their tyres off right now. Look at this one. Emma in Glasgow having a classroom bumbleo before the pupils arrive.
Yes. Shake it, Emma. Matthew is 18 today and is bumbleoing his boots off in the van. Bumbleo.
I'd say I'm quite hot.
Oh, yeah.
Just regret that.
You said that, didn't you? Quite early this morning. Michelle in Devon. She's 20 today. Loads of birthdays. Bumbling my solar panels off is Luke in Dartford. Beth in Devon is bumbling while walking the dog. Devon's rainy today. And Pete in Sheffield. Jordan from Chester is bumbling on the way to Colwyn Bay. Oh, it's lovely there.
I'm not sure about this one. Charlie the dentist and Shelley the nurse having a bumbleo, even though the toilet's blocked.
Oh,
happy bit.
Already? Come on, then! Yes. Dancing like he's never danced before is Luke in the New Forest, and also Lisa and Alex, Becky and Merlin, bumbling to Gran Canaria this afternoon.
Wow.
Rosie in Leicestershire having a bumbleo because she gets married this weekend. Why not? Celebrate it. Shaking it in the van, James in Peterborough, and Andrew in Swaffham in his truck. Good work, everyone.
Daily.
Right, okay, what's this coffee you've just given us all?
What? No. Well, okay, as a treat, I thought I would bring in coffees for everyone, right? My mate got me onto them.
All right. There's another person he met in a pub, is it?
Yes, it was. And anyway, gourmet coffee.
Oh, lush.
On the packet.
What's in it, please? I feel that it's too experimental.
Well, it says, it's a word beginning with G, can't pronounce it very well.
Guarana?
Ganderma.
Is that the same?
Anyway, so look, I bought in these gourmet coffees as a treat. I thought, but they look suspiciously like the coffees that you find in hotel rooms.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It does make me think that you might just...
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, we've just made them, so should we go in?
Yeah, but I'm just concerned. I bought them as a treat, and then the other Chris who works on the show buzzes through, says, experimental coffees are ready. It's like, no.
It is experimental.
It was a treat that I've bought these in. You literally can't do a favour for anyone now.
I reckon we're going to be buzzing for the summer mix, though, mate. The Scott
Mills Daily. Those are the best bits of Wednesday's show. We're on tomorrow morning from 6:30 on BBC Radio 1.